Unit 8. Art for art's sake.
艺术至上。
The charm of literature.
文学魅力。
New word.
Solicitors. 2. Listen to a poem and fill in the blanks.
Life is beauty. Life is beauty. Admire it. Life is bliss. Taste it. Life is a dream. Realize it. Life is a challenge. Meet it.Life is a duty. Complete it. Life is a game. Play it. Life is a promise. Fulfill it. Life is sorrow. Overcome it. Life is a song. Sing it. Life is a struggle. Accept it. Life is a tragedy. Confront it. Life is an adventure. Dare it. Life is luck.Make it. Life is art. Enjoy it. Life is too precious. Do not destroy it. Life is beauty. Life is beauty. Admire it. Life is bliss. Taste it. Life is a dream. Realize it. Life is a challenge. Meet it.Life is a duty. Complete it. Life is a game. Play it. Life is a promise. Fulfill it. Life is sorrow. Overcome it. Life is a song. Sing it. Life is a struggle. Accept it. Life is a tragedy. Confront it. Life is an adventure. Dare it. Life is luck.Make it. Life is art. Enjoy it. Life is too precious. Do not destroy it.
New words.
Bliss.
Precious.
3. Listen to a father and his daughter talking about a movie. Then circle the appropriate letters A to D to answer each question.
Dad, Dad, Dad!
What? What?
The movie is over.You slept through the best part.
I must have dozed off during the last few minutes.
Right. You were asleep for so long that you should have brought your pillow and blanket. So, what do you think about it?
Well, overall, I'm a little disappointed with the movie. I mean, the story was a little bizarre, you have to admit. How unbelievable is a plot about a captain who navigates his spaceship to the far reaches of the galaxy and encounters a race of frog people?I mean, come on.
Oh, I thought it was fantastic. I mean, you have to admit that the special effects were awesome and the acting wasn't bad either.
Oh, come on. What about the ship's communication officer? I mean, what did you think about him? Wasn't he a little weird to you? He was always talking to himself and he had that funny hairdo.
Well, he was a little unusual, but the ship's doctor was amazing.It was so cool when he brought the captain back to life during one of the battles.
That was pretty realistic. But then the rest of the movie just went from bad to worse. And the photography was so fake.
How do you know? You were snoring so loud that the neighbors probably had to close their windows. It was that bad.
Ah, well. Let's go to bed.
Dad, Dad, Dad!
What? What?
The movie is over. You slept through the best part.
I must have dozed off during the last few minutes.
Right. You were asleep for so long that you should have brought your pillow and blanket. So, what do you think about it?
Well, overall, I'm a little disappointed with the movie. I mean, the story was a little bizarre, you have to admit. How unbelievable is a plot about a captain...who navigates his spaceship to the far reaches of the galaxy and encounters a race of frog people. I mean, come on.
Oh, I thought it was fantastic. I mean, you have to admit that the special effects were awesome and the acting wasn't bad either.
Oh, come on. What about the ship's communication officer? I mean, what did you think about him? Wasn't he a little weird to you? He was always talking to himself and he had that funny hairdo.
Well, he was a little unusual, but the ship's doctor was amazing. It was so cool when he brought the captain back to life during one of the battles.
That was pretty realistic. But then the rest of the movie just went from bad to worse. And the photography was so fake.
How do you know? You were snoring so loud that the neighbors probably had to close their windows. It was that bad.
Ah, well. Let's go to bed.
New words.
Admit.
Plot.
Galaxy.
Weird.
Hairdo.
Snore.
Photography.
Soundtrack.
4. Read the passage, then answer the questions.
For free or not for free, that is the question.
Whenever the P word, payment, gets mentioned, writers are frequently up in arms. There appear to be two camps of thought. Those who think we should all write for free, because it is our art, and those who want to get paid what they are worth as a writer. Of course, you yourself might fall somewhere in between, where you prefer to get paid, but will write for free for good causes or if it is to promote yourself. Recently, I queried a new national magazine and submitted 3 articles for the editor to peruse. She was looking for columnists as well as article writers. Within the hour, an email arrived in my mailbox, the fastest response I have ever had from an editor, to say that she loved one of my articles and wanted to publish it in the following month's debut issue of the magazine. Warning bells started to ring at a swift response. After all, most of my magazine queries have taken days, weeks, or even months for replies. And as any serious writer knows, magazines work months, not days, ahead of time. Not only did she want to publish my article, she wanted to work with me for a further 4 editions of the magazine. Sounds fantastic, right? Not so right. The snag was that she didn't intend to pay me a single solitary cent for my time, effort, and expertise. It was a case of, we'll see how it goes, and if we can pay you sometime in the future, then we will. Well, stuff that for a game of soldiers, which was almost what I told her, but not quite. Instead, I told her I thought that writers deserve to be paid, and sent her a few helpful links, so she could read up on why writers deserve payment. Cheeky on my behalf, I know, but I was ruffling my feathers at the time. I didn't need the clippings that bad. Now, all this is well and good, but when I pointed this out to one of my Yahoo writers groups, apart from having a cyber pat on the back from some of my contemporaries, I was flamed off list for daring to suggest writers should be paid. We are back to that art thing. I shouldn't be surprised. I recently attended a writer's workshop. One of the exercises was to write a poem or story in a short space of time. A writer sitting next to me, who I vaguely knew, came up with a fantastic poem off the top of her head. I said, "You are so talented. Have you been published anywhere?" "No, certainly not," she replied, as if I had said something I shouldn't. Then I made the mistake of using the P word. You know, you could get published and paid for poems like that. You'd think I'd hit her in the face with a wet fish. When she had got over the initial shock, she replied, "I couldn't possibly take money for something I love." I just don't get it. But then again, neither did she. Are some writers so precious about their words that they feel it is degrading to sell them? When I told her about some of my own publications, I got the distinct impression she thought I was some sort of writing floozy, spreading it around a bit, and horror of horrors, for money too. You know you are being ripped off when 1. You are writing for free for a magazine that runs paid advertisements or that sells a subscription, products, and or services. 2. You've brought your expertise, teaching, counseling, nursing, computing skills, etc., into the article. and you're still not offered payment. 3. Everyone else at the magazine is being paid. This includes the internet provider, phone company, electric company, photographers, models, and editorial staff, right on down to the cleaners. Why should everybody else get paid and not you? 4. The magazine says they're giving you plenty of exposure, so why do you need to get paid? 5. Or, as one high-profile website put it a couple of years ago when they suddenly stopped paying writers, if you were learning to play golf, you'd have to pay fees, so why should you expect to get paid for something you love doing? You are not being ripped off when 1. Your writing will help a charity or good cause close to your heart. 2. It will help further your career as a writer by advertising a product or service you're selling. By the way, the editor of the New National Magazine recently contacted me to say they would now pay writers. Whether this was as a direct response to my cheeky email, I don't know. But it couldn't have hurt, could it?
New words.
Query.
Peruse.
Columnist.
Swift.
Edition.
Snag.
Solitary.
Cheeky.
Ruffle.
Clipping.
Cyber.
Pat.
Contemporary.
Flame.
Degrading.
Floozy.
Rip.
Subscription.
High profile.
Other art forms.
其他艺术形式.
New words.
Calligraphy.
Rap.
Mural.
Phoenix.
Proper noun.
Mona Lisa. 2. Listen to the conversation between Dr. Zheng and a reporter, Ms. Wang, about an exhibition held in Boston. Circle the appropriate letters A to C to answer the questions or complete the statements.
Mr. Zheng, why did you organize such a show? What do you think makes this exhibition unique?
The Museum of Fine Arts, Boston, is one of the world's famous museums. It has a rich collection of early Chinese art. Calligraphy, which has flourished in China for over 3,000 years, is regarded by the Chinese as a high art form. Among the five scripts of art of writing, cursive script, Chaoshu, is the most expressive art and reached a peak in its development during the Ming-Qing period. So we decided to organize an exhibition at the Museum of Fine Arts celebrating the remarkable achievements of many great artists over the centuries.
How well was the exhibition accepted and welcomed by the local audience?
The response to this exhibition has been overwhelming. Boston is a well-known cultural city with many excellent universities. The Ming-Qing cursive show made a profound impression on the Boston scholastic community.
What attracts them most?
The incredible vitality of the works has been eye-opening not only for young students in Boston, but especially, most interestingly, for professional scholars of fine arts.
Do you think the cursive style makes it easier to understand the art of calligraphy?
Actually, when Chinese calligraphers practice calligraphy, they do not consider the linguistic meaning. And in fact, many Chinese cannot read cursive script themselves. As you said, it is exactly the cursive style of writing that makes it easier for everyone, Chinese or Westerner, to understand the art of calligraphy.
Okay, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Mr. Zhang, why did you organize such a show? What do you think makes this exhibition unique?
The Museum of Fine Arts, Boston, is one of the world's famous museums. It has a rich collection of early Chinese art. Calligraphy, which has flourished in China for over 3,000 years, is regarded by the Chinese as a high art form. Among the five scripts of art of writing, cursive script, Chaoshu, is the most expressive art and reached a peak in its development during the Ming-Qing period. So we decided to organize an exhibition at the Museum of Fine Arts celebrating the remarkable achievements of many great artists over the centuries.
How well was the exhibition accepted and welcomed by the local audience?
The response to this exhibition has been overwhelming. Boston is a well-known cultural city with many excellent universities. The Ming Qing Cursive Show made a profound impression on the Boston scholastic community.
What attracts the most?
The incredible vitality of the works has been eye-opening not only for young students in Boston, but especially, most interestingly, for professional scholars of fine arts.
Do you think the cursive style makes it easier to understand the art of calligraphy?
Actually, when Chinese calligraphers practice calligraphy, they do not consider the linguistic meaning. And in fact, many Chinese cannot read cursive script themselves. As you said, it is exactly the cursive style of writing that makes it easier for everyone, Chinese or Westerner, to understand the art of calligraphy.
Okay, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
New words.
Cursive.
Expressive.
Scholastic.
Vitality.
3. Listen to an interview on Tom Cruise's life. Then decide whether these statements are true or false.
I heard for years you have talked about wanting to give back in thanks for your success. You have even helped rescue accident victims and such. Why is it important to you to help others?
I was the kid who would help at a nursing home, who would walk people across the street. I want to help. I like seeing people do well. Life's about helping each other.
Was your mother strict with you? Did she insist that you go to work?
She didn't have to. We didn't have any money. And it was actually great. This whole idea of not letting children work is ridiculous. I love working, having my own money and buying things. I took great pride in that.
Let me ask you another question. You're one of the best-looking guys in the world and one of the most successful movie stars alive. How do you keep your ego in check?
I don't think about myself that much. I'm thinking about my kids. Am I doing enough? What more can I do to make their lives better? What more can I do to help my friends and my family?
Do you ever think about slowing down and working less?
I love my work. It's all part of life. Work, kids, everything. Sometimes I'm stretched a little thin, but I wouldn't trade it. I am the only limitation I have. I always know that ultimately I'm responsible for myself. A lot of people say, I can't do this because I don't believe that.
Are you ever able to relax?
I do relax. I'm just not interested in going to the beach and lying down. I want to go to the beach and surf or go scuba diving. I like living life. I fly my airplanes. I hang out with my kids or go out on a date.
After War of the Worlds, do you believe in aliens?
I think it's beyond arrogance to think that we are the only ones. That there's nothing out there.
Okay, thank you for spending some time with me.
My pleasure. See you.
I heard for years you have talked about wanting to give back in thanks for your success. You have even helped rescue accident victims and such. Why is it important to you to help others?
I was the kid who would help at a nursing home. Who would walk people across the street. I want to help. I like seeing people do well. Life's about helping each other.
Was your mother strict with you? Did she insist that you go to work?
She didn't have to. We didn't have any money. And it was actually great. This whole idea of not letting children work is ridiculous. I love working, having my own money and buying things. I took great pride in that.
Let me ask you another question. You're one of the best-looking guys in the world and one of the most successful movie stars alive. How do you keep your ego in check?
I don't think about myself that much. I'm thinking about my kids. Am I doing enough? What more can I do to make their lives better? What more can I do to help my friends and my family?
Do you ever think about slowing down and working less?
I love my work. It's all part of life. Work, kids, everything. Sometimes I'm stretched a little thin, but I wouldn't trade it. I am the only limitation I have. I always know that ultimately I'm responsible for myself. A lot of people say, I can't do this because... I don't believe that.
Are you ever able to relax?
I do relax. I'm just not interested in going to the beach and lying down. I want to go to the beach and surf or go scuba diving. I like living life. I fly my airplanes. I hang out with my kids or go out on a date.
After War of the Worlds, do you believe in aliens?
I think it's beyond arrogance to think that we are the only ones, that there's nothing out there.
Okay, thank you for spending some time with me.
My pleasure. See you.
New words.
Ego.
Limitation.
Arrogance.
4. Read the passage, then answer the questions.
Jazz music, the roots of our everyday life. What is jazz? According to the dictionary, jazz is defined as a kind of syncopated, highly rhythmic music originated by Southern blacks in the late 19th century. But everyone should at least agree that jazz is the mother of all music and is referred to as the only art form originating in the United States. America was home to immigrants from all over Europe and beyond who wished to build a new life or just needed to escape from the old. These people, often thought of as second class, brought their culture with them to America, expressed it musically, and changed the music world as we know it today. Most early jazz was played in small marching bands or by solo pianists. Besides ragtime and marches, the repertoire included hymns, spirituals, and blues. The bands played this music at picnics, weddings, parades, and funerals. Characteristically, the bands played hymns on the way to funerals and lively marches on the way back. Although blues and ragtime had arisen independently of jazz and continued to exist alongside it, these genres influenced the style and forms of jazz and provided important vehicles for jazz improvisation. Around the turn of the 20th century, the earliest fully documented jazz style emerged, centered in New Orleans, Louisiana. This city is often called the cradle of jazz. In this style, the trumpet carried the melody, the clarinet played showy counter-melodies, and the trombone played rhythmic slides and sounded the roof notes of chords or simple harmony. Below this basic trio, the tuba or string bass provided a bass line and drums the rhythmic accompaniment. New Orleans jazz was just the beginning of an entire sweep across the country. The first true virtuoso soloist of jazz was Louis Armstrong. He was a dazzling improviser, technically, emotionally, and intellectually. He changed the format of jazz by bringing the soloist to the forefront, and in his recording groups, the Hot Five and the Hot Seven, demonstrated that jazz improvisation could go far beyond simply ornamenting the melody. He became the first well-known male jazz singer and also set standards for all later jazz singers by creating scat singing. During the 1920s, large groups of jazz musicians began to play together, forming the big bands that became so popular in the 1930s and early 1940s. The development of the big band can be majorly credited to the achievement of Duke Ellington and his revolutionary song, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. This soon became the new word for music played with a happy, relaxed beat. A new style also started in the early 1940s when a group of musicians started experimenting with more complicated chord patterns and melodic ideas. In the 1940s and 1950s, jazz began to lose its reputation as a low-down music and gained acceptance among intellectuals and college students. Jazz concerts became popular. Jazz music was revolutionary and is still changing and improving even today. The music world today would not be the same without the influence of these amazing and breathtaking musicians.
New words.
Syncopated.
Rhythmic.
Immigrant.
Solo.
Ragtime.
Repertoire.
Hymn.
Spiritual.
Blues.
Parade.
Genre.
Improvisation.
Cradle.
Trumpet.
Melody.
Clarinet.
Counter melody.
Trombone.
Note.
Chord.
Harmony.
Tuba.
Bass.
Accompaniment.
Sweep.
Virtuoso.
Dazzling.
Improviser.
Scat.
Breathtaking.
Proper nouns.
Louis Armstrong.
Duke Ellington.